Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you and I have talked over the years about, you know, how, for instance, last week, Bowling Green has a style of play that they want to play. You've got a style that you want to play. And that really that a building change can dictate which style is going to be prevalent in one game or the next. If you don't start as well as you did last weekend, how different is last weekend?
Well, I mean, it all depends. Obviously, when you're chasing the game and you're down, your game's a lot different. And you're going to take a few more chances. So things can get a little more dicey. So it all depends, too, when you have a lead versus when you don't have a lead. And because, again, typically, you know, what happens is that if you start chasing the game, you can get down even more on getting that Schulze, and you know that.
Again, you got to finish, though, too. Down the stretch, how much better are you guys playing than you did even a month ago?
Well, the last couple of weeks, if that's a sample size, pretty darn good. But, again, things can change awful fast, too. This is it's a humbling sport.
I think everyone had a pretty good idea last weekend once we saw that Lake State had moved their game back a couple hours and then ended up postponing that this week may not happen. How quickly did the game with Minnesota State happen? And, who kind of initiated the call and how fast did it happen?
Well, we kind of both did. It was just one of those things. We obviously saw that we both weren't playing, so it wasn't necessarily who initiated what. It was like, we got to play and let's play. So, I mean, we want to stay in a rhythm.
Am I reading more into it that Huntsville's now in their third straight week of a pause?
I don't even know.
That isn't good.
I don't even know. To be honest with you, you're probably more dialed in than I am. I don't know. I don't know how many weeks they've been off. To be honest with you,
I think it's three.
Okay. Well, then you're right. Then I guess I don't. Yeah, I didn't know that, Schulze.
I saw a stat earlier this week. Zach Driscoll leads the WCHA in saves. And at first reading that stat, I'm like, wow, that's a bad stat. And then I got to thinking, well, man, there's a handful of teams that are splitting goalies this year, so that's obviously going to cut the pool in half, let's say. But you guys have given up a lot fewer shots as of late. Are you happy with not only the number of shots that you're giving up, but also the relative lack of quality of shots that you're giving up lately?
Absolutely. If you want to win, you better trend in that direction. And if you're trending in the direction that we were earlier and giving up 30-plus and not boxing out and taking some shortcuts defensively, you're going to be on the short end of the stick most nights.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, the number of postponements are certainly stacking up here league-wide. What sorts of conversations have been had yet as to what may happen here in the next month and a half?
Well, we have to figure some things out. We have to figure out how many games we want to play during our bye week. What are we going to do the second week? Are we going to cut back our playoffs? Those are some things that we obviously need to talk about. And I think, the more stoppages you have, the more you got to have to modify what your plan might be.
With even a reduced footprint without the two Alaska schools, travel still plays a big factor in those decisions, does it not?
Yeah, but we got to play games. We only have 14 conference games, and we have to put forth an effort. To me, priority needs to be conference games, and we got to get it done. And if there's pauses, you got to find a way to get it done. And you can't say, well, I don't want to play. It doesn't work that way. But we also have to let things play out a little bit more. So,
coaches love knowing what the situation is and then having a plan and being able to stick to the plan. As a coach, how much more difficult is this year of just flat out not knowing about so many things?
I mean, we're resilient. We all are as coaches, and we understand this is a different dynamic this year, and it's kind of the new normal. And we're shooting from the hip, but it's hockey's hockey, and it's not all that bad. And I mean, these games we've been playing on odd times. It's actually been kind of these have been kind of fun. I talked to one of my players this morning in a morning skate. He goes, "I love these early games." He goes, "You don't need to sit around all day, so you just make the most of it." You're playing hockey, and that's how we have to look at things.
There was a Beaver Pride virtual luncheon earlier this week, and you were asked about the NCAA tournament and the lack of pairwise and what may happen down the stretch. With no pairwise this year because they're just flat out aren't out of conference games between most teams. Bowling Green's played a handful, but that's certainly the exception, not the norm. With no pairwise, how much more important, less important, equally important are non-conference games against a conference opponent than in years past?
Well, I think they're all important. I think every game, I mean, put it this way, Schultzy, the only way it matters, like, is like we'll see what the AQ is. Is there going to be one? Is there going to be two? If there's one AQ, it's going to be the playoff champion. If there's two, one might be the regular season champion. So I don't care if it's a conference game or a non-conference game. From as far as getting yourself in the NCAA tournament, all those games are important, if that makes sense. I mean, to me, with the NCAA tournament, our games against Bowling Green were just as important as the games in Bowling Green. The games in Bemidji were just as important as the games in Bowling Green. But to put yourself better in the standings, to put yourself in the standings and to position yourself for the WCHA playoffs, the games in Bowling Green were more important. So, it all depends on what you're looking at.
I've always wondered how a team like Arizona State can get up emotionally every night when every night's a non-conference game for them. You've only played two conference games. Has it been at all difficult, or have your guys just not blinked an eye at the fact that you're playing so many non-conference games?
We haven't blinked an eye, and we've never talked about it. We haven't talked about it one time. We haven't said, well, this is a non-conference game. We haven't talked about it. I think the bottom line is even it doesn't matter. Even in normal years, you don't talk about it. We all know that every game is so important when you only have 34. And this year, obviously, there's a reduced number. So, no, I mean, I don't think our guys bring anything more to the table. They're not going to work any harder next week than they're going to work tonight. So they don't look at it that way, nor do I.
Minnesota State and you guys are certainly rivals. Tech and Northern, obviously natural rivals. From a conference standpoint, how important is it to have rivals and where games mean so much more?
Oh, it's important. It just makes it more fun. These are special weekends. And I think you reflect back when you're out here, you reflect back on these types of weekends as well. So, that's the beauty of sports. I mean, the Vikings and the Packers. It doesn't matter if the Vikes are bad or the Packers are bad. And it doesn't matter. They're playing each other. And at that particular weekend, you throw records out the window and you enjoy the games. And that's what sports are about.
First part of the interview, we talked about that stat with Zach Driscoll. Another stat that certainly jumped off the page at me this week was Minnesota State's power play number. That is just flat out impressive. What makes them so good?
Talent. They got talent, and you know, they got a lot of talent. Mike's a darn good power play coach. They're deep, and they know what they're doing. Hey, we've given up two power play goals this year. Guess who they both have been
both
against?
Both of them.
Darn right.
Same night, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Your penalty kill has always been a staple of your program. What has made it that over the years?